Girl from the South by Joanna Trollope, read by Lorelei King. Charleston, South Carolina, late spring. Chapter 1. Gillen lay in bed with her eyes closed. One hand was loosely bunched under her chin. The other lay outside the covers holding the remote control of the TV. She did this every morning, rearing up when the alarm went off and fumbling for the remote control and the on button, all without opening her eyes. It was a mark of defiance, a resistance against the waiting demands of the day. Yes, she'd heard the alarm. Yes, she acknowledged that the outside world, so volubly present on the television, was there. But no, she wouldn't open her eyes and participate in it all. Not yet, anyway.
"It's a high of 68 today," the man from Storm Team was saying.
Gillen knew what he looked like. A big, solid, brown-haired, unexceptionable man with a voice modulated to bring just a little edge of drama to the duller weather patterns and reassurance to the more alarming ones.
"Humidity around the low 60, 62 out at the airport. Tonight maybe a low of 58, some precipitation expected later on in the southwest winds."
He would be gesturing behind him at the weather map, at the plumes of blue cloud and rain streaking up the coast from Florida through Georgia. He couldn't see the map, of course. He just had to gesture with his big, well-kept hands. So many men in public life now had well-kept hands. Soon there'd be gender fights for seats in nail parlors. At where he knew things were, the mountains up in North Carolina, the South Carolina Lowcountry where Charleston lay, the long, flat shoreline running up towards Washington, towards New York, towards the rocky coasts hundreds of miles north, which Gillen could never in her mind.